It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am Anita, and that is Anita with two N's. And I'm here again today to bring you my 30-plus years of travel and tourism experience to hopefully help you plan a great vacation. And today's show is going to be brought to you by Global Sun and Fun Travel, which is your one-stop travel agency. And they're ready to help you plan what we hope will be the trip of a lifetime. And also, the show is brought to you by Sepal Island Birdhouses, located down on the coast of Georgia, the beautiful coast of Georgia. Right, Doc Bill?
Yeah, beautiful Sepal Island.
Yeah, Doc Bill's sitting here with me today. And our other regular co-host, Ida Creel, is actually at a travel trade conference, so she's not with us today. So it's just Doc Bill and I holding down the fort here, and hopefully we will not go heading out to jump on a cruise, because our show today is all about cruising. Cruise Time 101. So we're going to give you all the basics as well as information for that seasoned cruiser, too, who knows a lot about cruising already, but maybe, you know, maybe a little challenge with keeping up with some of the new things coming out.
I mean, cruises are a great thing. People forget a long time ago when you went on trips, you either went on the train or you went on a boat. Airplanes
true.
Were something that was recently added to the system.
That's right. That's right. And you have people that really plan their whole vacation around taking that cruise trip. I mean, they want to do everything right there on the ship. And that's what makes cruising so attractive.
It does. It's 75% of the Earth's surface is water. And the best way to get there is by boat.
I would say you definitely want to get on a boat if you're going to go out on that water. I just returned from Aruba and spent quite a bit of time out on the water. And it was beautiful. So even if you're not cruising, just being out on the water on a boat is just so nice. There's something relaxing about that.
Yeah, there definitely is.
Like going back to nature or something. But like I mentioned, today's show is all about cruising, Cruising 101. And when we thought about this show, we said there's no better group to bring in than an organization called Cruise Critic. And they are really the go-to place for information for folks who are just starting the cruise. You know, Doc Bill, some people haven't been on a cruise and they're wondering about it.
Or people that have cruised for a while and want more information about it.
Exactly, exactly, because it's not easy keeping up with new ships coming out, new amenities that they're putting on, new ports that they may be going into. So the folks over at Cruise Critic, they are critically acclaimed with their interactive community for both, you know, like we just mentioned, those first-timers as well as those seasoned cruisers. But they're a great resource for information for, you know, what's coming up soon. As a matter of fact, they have 3.8 million visitors a month to their website.
That's a large number, and it's a way to keep up with what's going on.
It definitely is. It definitely is. So we have with us today Colleen McDonald. Colleen McDaniel. And she is the managing editor there at Cruise Critic. So, Colleen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Anita. I'm really excited to be here today.
Well, we're glad to have you with us today. And I know that over there at Cruise Critic, you stay busy keeping up with information. So we want to jump right in and have you tell us some of the ins and outs of cruising for our listeners. And if you could start by really just telling us some of the basics about cruising, and then we'll just kind of move up to a little bit more advanced information. But we could just start by your telling us about, you know, where cruises go and just what people need to kind of know, especially if they are new to cruising.
Certainly. Well, you know, you had mentioned that it's a great experience. It's a great way to get out on a boat and to really, you know, it your vacation takes you on vacation. So you hop on a ship, and you know, a lot of people love it because they unpack one time, and they leave out of Florida and they get to hit, you know, the whole of the Caribbean, and come back without unpacking more than once. And, you know, they've seen places they never thought they'd see before. It's a great way to get to very exotic kind of locations and really relax and kind of let someone else do the work, too.
Well, that sounds great. And I like the idea, too, like you said, as well, as you can see a lot of ports, a lot of different destinations without having to pack, repack, get on another airplane and all those type things. So what are some of the top places that people like to cruise to?
Well, certainly the Caribbean is a very popular spot. When people think cruising, they think Caribbean and the fruity drinks. So, you know, that's a big one. And, of course, Bahamas and Bermuda out here on the East Coast. Alaska, of course, is very popular as well. It's a very different kind of cruise than a Caribbean cruise is. But certainly, you know, people love the scenery up that way. But there's a cruise for mostly any kind of appetite. If you want to see Europe, you can go see Europe, and you can hop on a river cruise. You can see the Mediterranean, also very popular with travelers worldwide. You know, so you can really see most of the world from a cruise.
Yeah, and you just mentioned that the Caribbean cruise and the Alaskan cruise are different. Can you explain a little bit about what makes those two different?
Well, certainly. I think, you know, people, like I said, they think of the Caribbean as being, you know, sort of the traditional kind of cruise. It's warm weather. It's very much about, you know, spending time out on the pool deck and your, you know, locations. You're going to, you know, pick beach locations, and shopping's a big part of the experience for a lot of people. And so that's Caribbean. Now, Alaska, on the other hand, you're not going to spend that much time out on the pool deck, at least not using the pool. not unless you're a very hardy soul.
Yeah, I would say you have to be very hardy.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, Alaska is definitely about the journey, and you know, you get up early, and you get to see the beautiful sights. I mean, you're surrounded by nature, and it's a very different kind of experience.
Are the foods different in these two genres or these two areas?
Yeah, I think there are going to be some similarities depending on the line, but most cruise lines like to locally source foods when they can, so certainly there would be perhaps a heavier Pacific seafood menu in Alaska versus the Caribbean.
Okay. You also mentioned river cruising. Isn't that more recent, the river cruising options?
Absolutely. River cruising has actually seen about a 10% growth over the past 5 years, which is tremendous growth for the industry. Now, you know, you take all the river cruises, and there certainly aren't nearly as many passengers who cruise on river boats as cruise, you know, the major ocean liners. Mm-hmm. But people really have an appetite for this river cruising. And it's quite a different experience than the major ocean line experience. You know, it's a little more port intensive. You always see land when you're on a river cruise for the most part. So, whereas when you're on an ocean cruise, of course, you often just see nothing but water.
Right.
But people who are especially interested in a more immersive kind of experience are very excited about rivers. If they're interested in history, they might do a tour where they really take in kind of the history and the sights. And they're, of course, much smaller, obviously, than a mega ship on an ocean is. So it's a more personal kind of experience than you might get on a larger cruise ship.
Well, it definitely sounds like you can probably get into some of the smaller ports, the smaller cities and places like that with a river cruise. So I would think that might be attractive, too, that you get a chance to see some ports that you wouldn't normally see on the large cruise ships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You get access that, you know, it's a little bit more difficult on some of the larger cruise ships. You know, you can't get into the middle of Germany from a major mega cruise ship that's out on the ocean.
That's right. Now, we're going to take a break in just a moment, Colleen, but I really would like to come back and really have you give us some information for those first-time cruisers who are just kind of sitting there going, well, where should I go, and what does it mean, a stateroom, and should I be able to see the water, or will that be, you know, just, you know, what should I ask for, what should I look for that new first-time cruiser? So if you'd hang in here with us, we'll be right back in just a few minutes. All righty, I am here talking with Colleen McDaniel, who's with Cruise Critic, and we are talking about Cruising 101. So we'll take a break in just a moment, for just a couple of moments, and we'll be back. And when we come back, we will have her tell us all about what to do if you're a first-time cruiser. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and 102.9 WDUN. Back in a moment.